If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, loot boxes get a mature rating in Australia. We get the first look at the rumoured Switch 2 mock-ups, and Nintendo sues the Power World developer. Here's the news for Sunday, 22nd of September. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
Australia has joined the good fight against predatory game practices with new classification laws coming into effect this week. Late last year, the Australian Classification Board announced it would be changing the way video games are classified. Now, after a year-long grace period for businesses to wrap their heads around the changes, the new classifications are here.
Here's how it will work. As of Monday the 22nd, all games containing loot boxes will receive an automatic M classification, which in Australia means it's not recommended for anyone under 15. And any games that contain simulated gambling will be slapped with an R18 plus rating, which, as I'm sure you can guess, means it can only be sold to adults.
It's a clear message to parents, and it is all in hopes of protecting kids from early exposure to gambling, which studies show could make young people more likely to pursue gambling later in life. How effective it'll be is hard to say. Lord knows kids have always managed to get their hands on age-restricted games in one way or another. But hey, it can't hurt to have one more barrier between young gamers and these godforsaken loot boxes that we've all grown numb to.
New leaked photos of the Switch 2 are doing the rounds, and as we guessed it, it looks pretty similar to the original Switch. The photos, which originated on a Chinese social media site, showed a larger 8-inch screen, magnetic Joy-Cons, and USB-C ports on both the top and the bottom. I'm really curious to see how the magnetic Joy-Cons work, but most importantly, I want to know, have they finally fixed the drift issues?
The photos haven't been verified, so take from it what you will, but the images also suggest that it'll have 12 gigabytes of RAM, support for HDMI 2.1, and 256 gigabytes of internal storage. For comparison, the original Switch had 4 gigabytes of RAM and 32 gigabytes of internal storage. The specs do match with an alleged shipping leak earlier this year, and the pics are in line with earlier reports of the Switch 2 design. Nintendo plans to announce the console during its current fiscal year, which runs until end of March next year, so I guess we'll find out more news soon enough. Earlier this year, we saw the game Power World go viral for essentially being a Pokemon with guns, and now Nintendo is going after them several months later. In a press release this week, Nintendo, in collaboration with the Pokemon Company, is suing Pocket Pair, the studio behind Power World, claiming the game infringes on multiple patents. However, no specific patents were listed in the release.
The statement said this suit was filed in order to protect the IP that Nintendo and the Pokemon Company have built and worked on for many years. Nintendo is notorious for cracking down on copyright and IP infringement, so it was only a matter of time that they came for Power World, especially when people referred to it as Pokemon with guns. You have to admit, some of the powers do look similar to Pokemon, but there's also a lot of creativity there too. I guess we'll have to wait and see who wins this battle. The next game on the list to become a movie is The Sims. There have been rumours for a while, but EA has now officially announced a screen adaptation is in the works.
In a blog post, they revealed that it'll be co-written by Bryony Redman and Kate Herron, with Herron also directing. There aren't any details about the plot, but the project is being co-produced by Margot Robbie's Lucky Chap, so there are theories that it could have a similar feel to Barbie. I still feel like there are other game franchises that would be better than The Sims.
Yeah, I mean, The Sims, it's just life. Like, I don't understand how they make a movie
just
out
make
of
it. Just a random movie. Just slap it with the branding.
I know that whenever I've played The Sims, I've got to the point where I'm like running late for work and I'm stressed that I don't have enough money. And then I quit because I realized that's what's just my normal life. So why would I play that in?
I just build a house and person and then I'm like, cool, I'm quit.
Margot Robbie has implied that there could be some pools without stairs situations, which could be fun. In other Sims news, it looks like after The Sims 4, the numbered sequels might be over, with EA confirming they are moving to a more live service, constantly updated model. Good or bad? Time will tell. Probably bad. Horizon Zero Dawn Remastered has been rated by the ESRB, confirming the rumour that the 2017 hit will be getting a fresh coat of paint. It's already been released on PC, so if you're looking for those fancy graphics, you could pick it up there now.
Sony has recently been remastering a bunch of completely playable last-generation games for PlayStation 5, so this probably is for people who never picked it up at all. But we're talking about a game that is still accessible, still looks and plays great, so maybe pick it up for $10 next time it's on sale on the PS4.
That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Chill Garden Builder Tiny Glade has no objectives, no time limits, just good vibes. Build a lovely little castle ruins and fill it with sheep, grass and flowers. Find that on PC on the 23rd.
Out Tuesday is Disney's Epic Mickey Rebrushed, a remake of the 2010 hit 3D platformer. If this was your jam back in the day, be sure to check it out when it comes to all platforms on the 24th.
Also out Thursday is Earth Defense Force World Brothers 2. It's the second installment in the voxel art spin-off of the Earth Defense series. So if you like killing bugs but prefer to do it as a little cube guy, this one's for you. It's out on PlayStation 4 and 5, PC and Switch on the 26th.
The Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom is here. It's time to save Hyrule once again, this time primarily playing as Zelda herself. That's our exclusive to Switch this coming Thursday.
Just like pulling on an old pair of boots, EA FC 25 mixes up the round ball game with Soccer Battle Royale, where each goal means the opposing team is taken out of the game forever. Obviously not, it's just the next batch of players and some snazzy graphics. Out on Friday on everything.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
This week I made a grave error, Fiona. I came at the king. That's right, I claimed that this little forgettable game, Elden Ring, was bigger than the cultural phenomenon Fortnite. It was a slice of humble pie for old Kyle. I was buried in a pile of battle stars that represented my hubris, having lost my own battle royale. Speaking of stars, why not give Walkthrough a 5-star rating on Pocket Casts? They've just launched the ability to give a rating and we'd love your support. So head to podcast player Pocket Casts, find Walkthrough and give us 5 shiny battle stars. And thanks to our executive producer Gianni for writing that entire nonsense, whatever on earth that was.
Sifter is produced by myself, Carl Paletto, Adam Christie, Courtney Smith and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and executive producer Gianni Di Giovanni, who is also Walkthrough script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Fortnite sucks, Elden Ring rules.
Hi, Chris Button here from Drop Rate, Sifter's video game review podcast. Star Wars Outlaws gives you a unique look at a galaxy far, far away, with a focus on the scheming, unforgiving criminal underworld.
I thought, when playing originally, that Nyx would have been sort of like something I'd use occasionally, but it became pretty integral to the gameplay. You're kind of always like looking at the angles and seeing, well, okay, what can I do over here? How can I cause a distraction? Do I want to set an explosion off over there to draw attention over there? Or do I want to use that explosive barrel to blow up a few enemies? So, you know, there's a quite an interesting variety in the way that you can approach each particular, which I found really fun. When it breaks bad, you're just like, all right, here we go. It's Star Wars time.
So does it deliver on its galactic size potential? Find out on Drop Rate, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.